The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the frozen wasteland of my soul that's also known as Sparks, Nevada. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me, as always, are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. A big special shout out to our new intern, Nathan, in the other room. He doesn't get a microphone. But in the studio, we've got the awesome, awesome, awesome small drawings.
Yeah.
So live it.
What did I get it wrong?
I tried to yell we're number one.
Oh, there you go.
I just wanted to get started early, you know.
We're number one.
All of the real bands suck.
That's a good way to make friends,
right?
We're close to number one, but people are better than us. is that a fix?
We're clearly top 10 somewhere.
We're the top 10 bands in my apartment complex.
And we only have 4 apartments.
We're number 9. Well, hey, everybody. How was your Halloween break? Man. Oh, my God. If you notice, the podcast is a little late this past week, mainly because of a lot of drunken debauchery.
Yeah. Oh, it was ready. I just never uploaded it.
Well, then we were here all night at the pumpkin carving party, which was awesome, and then the next night was Halloween, and then the next night I was up really late, and then
bunch of bands.
But I mean, it wasn't just you not doing it. Like, I had it finished and didn't bother to send it to you. And usually, you send me a frightened text, like, "Where the fuck is the podcast?" And I didn't get that and just thought everything was fine.
It was Halloween week. Who cares? Yeah, I wasn't worried about it. This is the real New Year's.
Great
in
show, though.
Yes.
That was the first show with our new intern, and we never even talked about him.
Right. But now we're. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, welcome to the show, dude.
Nathan, yell hi off mic.
Hello.
That's as most as you'll get out of him until after his first fluffer training session.
Yeah, I wanted to complain about the fluffer service here.
He's new. He's not our executive fluffer.
Well, cut the balls.
Just minor note for next time, cut the balls. That would be Drew here from Small Drawings. We've got Drew and Michael.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. How are you doing?
Excellent, excellent. A long fucking crazy party weekend. I saw tons of bands. I saw Liver Scars. I saw Kittenhead, Post-War.
Oh, how is Kittenhead? Do they still all look like lesbians?
No, because there's a guy in the band.
No! Is he cute?
Imagine if Brent Busboom was shorter and weighed about the same.
So, yeah.
I'd go for that. Yeah.
No, not a bad-looking guy. Yeah. Very intelligent, super cool to hang out with. His name's Owen. I can't wait to see him again at Merry Anarchy.
Owen!
Their new bass player and guitarist is Victoria Vajayjay. Those are actually her initials, VJJ. Oh. And her mom apologized at a show one time. But she's a lovely dark-skinned lady that I have an immediate crush upon in her tight little tutu and tights. And yeah, she was hot.
Sexually.
She was really hot. And really talented, too. They had a great sound. They even have another guy in the band, too, who just couldn't make it up this weekend. But we'll be here for Merry Anarchy, so we're looking.
That's like a totally different band, right?
Well,
like
two of the 4 original members are now 2 of the 5 current members.
The main angry lesbo front chick is still the main angry
Kivi is still the lead singer, okay. And Dee Dee is still the main hot Asian chick next to her.
Okay, I loved her. I loved her
the bass player,
tone.
I believe.
Yeah. Well, they play both.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Both she and Vajayjay, Dee Dee and Vajayjay play
they
both.
They swap.
Yeah.
By instrumental. Oh,
like, yeah. So like one is in your mouth and one is in your backside and then they switch.
Oh.
And it's annoying.
And just because they're girls doesn't mean they can't be in your backseat.
Are we still talking about ladies?
Oh, yeah. No, yes. They bring they strap-ons with them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ever meet these girls, they
will kick your little heterosexual ass into the dirt.
Yeah. No, most likely. We're not a fighting band.
You're a small dude. You're not. Yeah, you're both kind of. I could take you both at the same time, probably.
Very frail.
And I'm not a big guy.
Yeah, the gang rape at the end of the show is going to be a lot easier this week.
Yeah, but we are very quick.
Ding.
They're that, wily.
That's the hope. Ding.
That's right.
Grease you up in a little oil. Feed you some cocaine and let's see what happens.
I thought you guys said this wasn't paid.
Oh, don't worry. You'll pay for it. I had just crazy wild weekend and work and stuff, and Riku had a great Halloween.
Yeah, what was her costume?
She was a gargoyle.
Rad.
Cool.
Some so-and-so goyle from the Monster High books. We went out and actually bought her.
We discussed this on a previous episode.
Did she?
Was going to do it, but she did it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, she was adorable.
Your guys' pumpkin was so fucking scary.
Oh, dude, we had people coming up to Joy's house all night long going,
oh, my
parents
God.
Parents coming in from the street to take a picture of it.
What was it?
They took a giant pumpkin, like a big pumpkin, and they put just a giant hole on the front of it, so it was a giant mouth.
Yeah, and then I put
huge
these
mouth
plastic
with no eyes.
Teeth, like Pit of Sorrow. So, and I didn't carve
teeth
out
like,
the inside.
Are like pinky finger long, and so it's just like these jagged
fangs.
Teeth all the way around. And on the inside, with all the guts and horror hanging down everywhere, he had placed a small pumpkin that had a look on its face like it was being eaten by a monster. Yeah, oh, it was
and then
so...
And then I put arms on it.
Yes.
So it could grab the other small pumpkins.
Wow. It was terrifying. So that was great. Pumpkin.
That was great. Yeah. On Halloween, I had a bunch of little kids. So my costume was that zipper face thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of like blood and guts on the inside of it, I put clown makeup. And all these kids kept coming up saying, is that real? I said, oh, yeah, this is a real human suit. I couldn't fit it all the way up, though. Well, why not? Must have eaten too many children. And then I'd get the scared look as they walked away without another word.
So that's a great
just
backstory.
That borderline of creepy of I can't tell if this is the – I was the free candy van man.
Candy van man.
Yes. The candy van man.
The candy van man.
Because he mixes it with
love and makes the world taste good.
Spunk and makes the world taste bad.
Right. Mix it with spunk. Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck are you talking about?
God, thank you, Chewbacca.
I've got a couple of announcements to make, but let's hear about the rest of y'all's weekends. Nick?
Let's see.
Nick killed it on Saturday with the Scars.
Yeah,
it
started Thursday at the Alley. We played with Donkey Jaw, who were awesome, and the Misfits.
Yeah, and, how were they?
They were both great. It was super fun on Halloween, and we haven't played in months, so it was really cathartic and awesome to finally play. And so then Saturday, of course, we just destroyed the Shays, you know?
Yeah.
It was
awesome.
So much fun, and that pretty much took the energy out of me. I also worked at Jubb's for the Generators on Friday, which was a big deal, I guess, in the big room over there.
Yeah.
Good old punk band. It's been around for a while. And then Sunday I saw metal bands at Jubb's as well.
Overrated.
Yeah. That was definitely the most work I did this weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
when you have to sit through a band you're not that thrilled about.
It takes forever.
That seems more like work than
you got a headbang in hair though. You should fucking be in the metal.
Yeah, but dude, I get a sore neck.
Yeah, that's true. We're old.
Oh, God. It's horrible.
And just getting older.
Yeah.
And now you're even older. And now you're even older. And now you're even older still.
Damn. It just keeps happening.
Took a dark turn.
Oh, yeah. As of Monday, They Might Be Giants released their first album in 1985 this past Monday, which would be today for us in the room, but in the past for you guys listening.
Oh my God!
Time travel.
1980. Yeah, I saw they posted something on Facebook. So happy birthday! They Might Be Giants.
Jesus Christ, that's almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm old.
Yeah, I've been listening to that band for about 2/3 of my life.
Longer than I've been around.
Right.
Wow.
Wow.
And The Cure is technically a 70s band.
Yes.
Their first album was released in 79.
When Robert Smith barely was 19. Made
the disco old. Era. There we go. Right. Look at that new disco album by The Cure.
You know, when they opened for ABBA. That was so
match.
Rad.
Perfect match.
I'd pay to see that show.
Yeah.
I would too a lot.
That would be awesome.
Dude,
yeah.
The Cure and ABBA.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Right.
Is that ABBA poo?
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
What?
I know. I don't know what he's talking about either.
That's a really obscure
You're
thing
doing
to
it
say,
wrong,
Chewbacca.
Gotta,
yeah. Why would you say that, Chewie?
I'm thinking of clown suits and teddy bears, but yeah, that's... Never mind.
And I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Okay. Out of left field again.
I'm going to go to Costco probably and get it.
All right.
That's where you go for blowjobs, Chewie? Costco?
In bulk.
Nick also likes shit.
Well, hey, you know what? Now you're getting out of hand, dude.
A little heroin?
Like, we got to step on him. Okay.
Jeez. Sometimes you let the Wookiee out of the box, dude.
He's got a lot to say.
Jeez.
That's what Cody looks like when he comes out of the shower.
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying. And then it, like, comes at you, and you're like, no!
Don't hug me.
No! My God.
What about you, Rick? What'd you do this weekend?
I recorded the Tides the entire weekend, and
fuck
then
yeah.
They and that was fucking awesome. They're punk rock madness, and they were so much fun, and we had a fucking blast. And dude, we got 9 songs totally tracked, except 3 songs don't have vocals in just 2 days. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And then they got tired one day and went home, and I immediately called Evan from Aversion Therapy, and he came over and finished up the trumpet tracks for the Aversion Therapy album.
Uh-huh. Cool.
So I worked my ass off, and I'm exhausted. And then they came over and did more tracking today before this show.
Wow.
So I'm wrecked, but I'm here.
Right.
But it was fucking hella fun, and I really, those guys are, they were, it was a good time. So, and everybody, it's almost all.
Cheers, I want to raise my glass to Rick, the engineer.
Well,
Rick.
And,
beyond compare.
But dude, fucking the.
Cheers to Rick.
And the Tides.
And fuck the intern. What was his name again?
Steve.
Nate.
Exactly.
Bob.
Jim. It's something, he looks like a Jim. Right?
Jim Dandy.
So.
He looks like a child molester with that mustache.
He does. I didn't even notice he does have a mustache. It is not a kid mustache, right? Oh, we should take a picture of the intern so that the internet knows what we're talking about.
Yes,
right?
And I could make a nice poster of his face.
I'm like the new intern. Oh, I spilled my pipe. So yeah, so that life is good.
Life is great. Speaking of, I'd like to actually have a big announcement here for the beginning of the show.
Drum roll.
I think I teased it out last week. So, Good Luck Macbeth announced their 2014 season today. And coming up next October, there's a bunch of great shows happening, but the only one I care about is happening next October. Evil Dead the Musical.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nice.
Evil Dead the Musical is coming to Reno, directed by the lovely Ashley Polansky. Oh,
who's doing awesome. The music?
We're still casting at this point.
But who's writing the music?
It's been
oh,
a tour.
Oh, this isn't some Reno thing? Like,
no.
They actually did this?
This is a touring musical that's been around for
Are
about 5 or 6
serious?
Years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is like a big, we had to buy the rights for it kind
oh
of thing.
Oh, my God.
And I say we, because I am not really going to be in
the
cast.
I pitched in $5.
I was there.
I am going to be the stage manager for said production
awesome.
Next year. I'm very excited about this honor that the lovely director Ashley Marie has bestowed upon me. I might also get to be a rape tree.
A rape tree?
A rape tree, yes. Because there's like the trees that rape the girl in the... Yeah,
I thought you just missed.
Have you not watched this movie?
No, I watched the movie. I just thought you were talking about a grape tree. I was just gonna keep going with it.
The grapist. I'm gonna grape you in the mouth.
He doesn't mean rape. He means grape. Sorry.
It's our fantastic grape flavor. You get it in your mouth.
You're gonna get grape
as hard as you can. Yeah, I'm gonna grape you hard. No, but yeah, Evil Dead the Musical. It's a little. It's kind of both 1 and 2 smashed together. Because those are kind
well,
of...
Well, thank God.
They're kind
if it
of
was
the
just
same
2,
movie.
I wouldn't know what was going on.
Like, if they did 3, they'd need a lot of people playing skeletons.
Yeah, skeletons and people in armor and in a car and stuff. Yeah.
Well, we are available. And we have skeletons in a car.
Oh, okay.
We can, we can do those things.
Can we take the skin off of your skeletons first?
Negotiable.
All right. I like this. I like the sound of this. So keep your hats on, people. This is the big exciting announcement I've been waiting weeks to tell you about. Cool. And just quietly where I couldn't tell you.
Damn.
Did you like that noise? You should save that. but yeah, Evil Dead the Musical coming to Good Luck Macbeth in October of 2014.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
A lot of time to preparate for it and save your money.
Get your preparation
your monocle. Save your monocles and preparate for it.
I'm fully preparated.
I got a roommate.
Hey!
No way!
Yeah. Nice. I got a roommate.
You've Somebody been pumping for a roommate, and I've been pumping for an intern for ages, and we finally both blew. So who is it?
It's a family. It's Mikey's nephew, Bill. Yeah.
Cool.
It's cool. Is Mikey's
He's just getting out of a marriage himself, so it's kind of like the odd couple.
Nice, nice.
But we're not at odds. We're both like Oscar. He might be a little more Felix than me. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
He's like, Jesus, man. Clean a dish once in a while, you know? Shit like that. But
I can't imagine you being messy at home, Nick.
Oh. I was
You facetious bastard.
mentioning Felix. Oh, what was it? I was talking to somebody about Kevin Dunn over the weekend, and I said it's like if you took Felix, Jeff Dunn, and Dakota, and smashed them all into one body.
That's Kevin Dunn?
Kevin, yeah. That's about right.
It was too scary just to think of. Before I knew where you were going and who you were going to, just the thought of those three people was like.
Right.
I don't think of Kevin as being that big of a mess, but I haven't seen him lately. So maybe
haven't
I'm
seen
wrong.
Him lately either. But when he was on here, he was a mess. That was pretty much
That's
the last.
True.
That
time
was
I
the
saw
first
him.
Time I had ever seen him drunk. And I
no, it wasn't.
I no, really,
you just had never noticed that he was drunk before.
The way he acted in here, how could I not notice that? Like I just don't see. I'd never seen him act like that ever. He had always, and I worked with that guy for like a million years for years, like and
million years.
Wow,
for years,
for years, right.
A million Sundays of years.
Yes.
Yeah, million years of Sundays.
Fuck you, Rory.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. I'm about done with this segment. Let's do a song.
Music.
Wait, yeah. Can we Definitely. Have a quick song?
Yeah.
Yeah, who
Are
plays
you tired
songs?
Of standing
you
up yet?
The small.
No. Yeah, P.S. To everyone out there, I'm attempting to do this radio show standing up.
He insisted.
Time.
He insisted on standing
up. Doesn't
Don Geronimo stand up?
No.
Sometimes
it's
think when he has like a bad back or something. Oh. Hey, speaking of him, is he him and Buzz are doing a thing, right? And he went back.
There was an interview on Buzz's show that was available for download today.
Right.
This is my Buzz Burbank voice.
He's now back in Washington. He's not.
Yeah, he's on
still
WJFK.
Living.
Tell me what happened, Rick.
He's still living in Sacramento right now.
Okay.
Well, that was, excuse you. He's still living in Sacramento, but he's broadcasting and he's planning on moving back to Washington, D.C. And he's on the WJFK, which is a sports station now. So the station that used to have Don and Mike and used to be Hot Talk is now sports, which is why they fired Mike. So now Mike's got the podcast and his old buddy Don is back at the company that fired him.
Wow.
And so it's all like
Damn,
everybody's a
way
little
to quit before you get fired.
And yeah, exactly. And so now, and on top of that, he always talked up Sacramento, how much he loved it out here on the West Coast. But as soon as he gets on the show, he's like, yeah, they fired me at the Sacramento station, so fuck you, I'm moving back.
Yeah.
And
fuck
so,
you, let's do the Sacramento dance.
We're back to the Sacramento. No, he talks about how much he loves Sacramento, but he is going back because they fired him, so.
Why did they
hire
fire
him? Because there was a program director that was being a dick, not the guy who hired him, but another guy that came in, and that guy really thinks
Steve
the station
Porsche,
needs to be sports, which is funny. They want the station to be more sports, and Don doesn't do a sports. He talks about sports, but it's not the main part of the show.
Right.
And so now Don is leaving there to go be on a sports station and actually talk about sports. It just seems like, why didn't you just tell him to talk about sports more in the first place?
Yeah.
He could have saved us all this trouble, and he'd be out here with us. But oh well.
Are you going to listen to that interview?
I listened to the first show back to find out what the fuck was going on, but then I'm like, I'm.
But
gay.
Is it an actual sports show?
It is an actual sports show. So like all those big long segments where they talk about the game and I kind of gloss over and don't care. Like it would be 90% that. So I'm thinking I'm not going to follow along. But it's just because I'm a fag. If I didn't have sex with men, I probably would listen.
No, you still wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're not going to listen.
Well, I still want to I hear what him and Buzz talk about. I think that'd be the best, too.
Because that's available for download off of Buzz's show.
Buzz being so,
so Buzz
close
interviewed
to
him?
Mike, you know?
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook all week. Like, the Buzz Burbank interview of Don Geronimo available for download on Monday, November 4th.
Everybody in the audience is falling asleep. They're like, hey, where's our music, dude?
Right, sorry, we're audio, we're radio files.
So, small drawings.
Small drawings.
Yeah,
drawings.
I prefer the British. Yeah, yeah.
Drawings.
Drawings. Drawings.
Drew and Mike.
What are you gonna? What set this up for us?
This? Well, this first one we'll play as a what? Michael, can you still hear this? We wrote this probably like right when we very first started playing. It's called Word of Mouth. So this is one of our older songs.
Cool.
Some buzz on my input.
Yeah, this sucks balls, huh?
Yeah,
this
I know.
Abrupt.
Nah, yeah, but that's how it ends. We always got to tell people, you know, release there.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's a Rick coming in the room to fix something here.
Can't, though.
So this next portion of the show is going to be brought to you by our good friends at
RenoComputerFix.net.
RenoComputerFix, the best computer store in town with Ian and Justin over there on South Wells by the Dandelion Deli. Go in and check them out. Get the new computer of your dreams. They've got solid-state hard drives. They've got Macs. They can recover your data. You can just hang out and look at the art on the walls. Bring your dog. They have a water dish because it is a dog-friendly computer store. Go figure. And they're really nice to kids and usually have free stickers for them. So it's a great place. It's Reno. Please support them. They support us. And, yeah, RenoComputerFix.net.
Reno Computer Fix.
Hey, thank you, Nikki.
You have a nice movie voice, yeah.
That's his Max Volume impersonation. let's see.
I also got the schedule ready for Merry Anarchy this year for December 6th and 7th at the Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. 41 acts this year.
I kind of secretly hope one of them cancels.
Two stages.
Because I'm turning 40 at midnight on Saturday, so it'd be great to have 40 bands for my 40th birthday.
I'll just not play. Or you could just not play.
I could, yeah, we'd just screw Lighter Thief. No, I'm playing at my goddamn birthday. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Well, happy
well one for good luck.
I'll have at least one.
You'll have 40 bands and
one
for
good
luck.
All right, there you go. There you go. Right. I will probably have at least one new song for Merry Anarchy.
Excellent.
Like a new original. Not a new cover, but a new original.
Excellent. And everybody pretty much gets 25, 30 minutes. If you're an acoustic act like us, maybe 20 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been to Merry Anarchy in the past, you know that this is a significant change. Bands are going to have like half an hour to set up.
Yeah.
We're going to be working on two
and
stages.
There will be no lull in between the music. No
yeah.
DJ between.
One band stops, the other one
starts.
And
it's
is one
bam,
sound
bam,
guy
bam,
working
bam,
sound
bam.
In both rooms?
No.
No, we'll
no
have
two
sound guys.
Oh,
and we'll
great.
Probably.
Awesome.
And Nick and
awesome.
I will probably share a little bit of the staging introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. We're both being hosts this time.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, you know.
It's going to be insane awesomeness.
Yeah.
We had a couple of test runs here in the last couple of weeks working with both stages at Jub Jub's, mm-hmm. and it's going to be great. We just need some bodies to fill up
we'll
that room.
In, yeah.
And I Merry Anarchy is the place to do it at.
Those
I think
two
so.
Stages, they got a really nice setup there now.
I was going to say, the way things were running, it was really smooth just going back
like,
and forth.
The what,
last weekend, yeah, Radfest, yeah.
God, you're so agreeable.
Actually, never mind.
I just want to say
well,
that show really sucks.
I just want to say everything you guys do is great.
No, I thought it was running smooth.
Wasn't there something wrong? Like you know,
yeah, Josh with Born Dead Productions. He's helping out over at Jubb's a lot, doing a lot of the sound in the big
room. Good guy.
Yeah, Josh is a great dude. So
really cool guy.
Support Born Dead and his shows that he brings.
Absolutely.
Even if they are,
those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Right, they're metal, so
allegedly.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah,
they like leather.
I think
Chewie
was thinking of somebody else. I'm sorry. So
let's talk to the band.
Yeah, let's talk to the band.
What's
so
up?
So I met you guys at Wildstock a few months
that
back
is right.
here. And how long have you guys been around in Reno before I met you?
I was going to say, we hadn't played any shows around Reno till May, but we have been playing together since probably like 2011.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've been jamming, and then I worked a summer at the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, so we took some time off.
So wait a minute.
Do you guys know Mr. Atack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Joe Atack.
Yeah,
friend
Atack
of the show.
Joe's a really cool guy.
You guys played for 2 years in Reno and you didn't play out till just now?
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
so you smoke a lot of weed?
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, in those 2 years, Skyrim came out.
Skyrim will do that to you.
No, like I said, we played, but we would play more like informally. We'd get together, jam, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Like a priority, really.
Yeah.
In my room
with
by
your
myself.
Skin flute.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm practicing right now.
We might have like jack off band time or whatever, but we didn't really focus on like writing.
Oh, you have beer box meetings too?
Beer box meetings.
Yeah.
It's not gay if you can't see each other.
Well, yeah, no, it's not gay if you're back
purely
to back.
Sexual.
That's what we say.
No, yeah, as long as there's no eye contact, you're fine.
Yeah.
Why am I getting a chub? Okay, so.
Because you're gay.
Because you're a faggot.
Zinc, burn.
Walked right into that one. Ow, my eye. Oh, wait, that's a different movie.
I just learned at the pumpkin carving party you can get gonorrhea in your eye if guys jizz in your face.
If guys jizz in your face.
Wow!
So, just so you know.
That's a hazard of the
that,
job, I guess.
Everybody.
I will try to avoid that.
Pinky Belansky.
PinkyBelansky.com. The stinky pinky link.
It's a present from Dick. Isn't it beautiful?
It's Spunk. Spotted, too.
Spunk!
Yeah, spotted dick. Don't touch it. It could give you gonorrhea of the eye.
Eye gonorrhea. It hurts when I pee. Can I jizz in your face? No.
It hurts when I
look at things.
Now it hurts when I look at things.
But yeah, that's how our band started. We jacked off in each other's faces. Kind of led us here.
I was going to say.
Oh, you need to cut that one out.
We jacked off in each other's faces.
Howdy, faggot.
What venues have you been able to play at in since May?
Well,
you had a lot of shows. Who have you been playing with?
We've gotten really lucky. Like, knock on something around the studio. We got lucky. Basically, a friend of ours did a big swim around Lake Tahoe. I don't know if anybody ever heard of this. It was called Swimming for Solace.
Dude, you would die with that amp. It weighs a ton.
Yes, exactly. He booked the Knitting Factory. I'd known him since high school, and he asked us if we wanted to play, and we were like, shit, yeah. So we were super nervous. And
what does that have to do with swimming around Lake Tahoe?
Oh, that was
that's where they met.
He swam around Lake Tahoe as a benefit to raise money, and he was throwing having a show.
Oh, and you were just there going, yeah, swim.
No, we weren't even actually at the lake. We just went to the Knitting Factory.
So it really has nothing to do with anything.
No,
so you know a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
How
we
the
know
story
a guy.
Really
yeah, yeah.
goes.
That is. Yeah. Well, I mean, the other stories kept getting into jizz and dicks. I just wanted to separate this one out. It was about swimming. It was about music. It didn't.
Hey, you can get gonorrhea if you swim in the wrong part of Lake Tahoe.
That is true. But he didn't. And he didn't. Yeah, no, so we played, let's see.
Everybody
drink.
Fuck,
everybody
okay.
in the audience drink.
Cheers.
Smoke more.
Where did you play, sir?
I'm so sorry, Knitting Factory.
No, yeah, we did Knitting Factory, and then after that we've played, played with Weapons of Mass Creation four or five times. They're really good friends of ours.
We played a boutique parking lot one day.
We played the Nest. Nice.
So,
are you guys sad like them? They're sad.
They're very mellow.
But they're intense. It's like you go there and you listen to their show and you rock out and you cry.
Their songs are not about happy topics.
No.
No, have you had Pan Pantoja on the show?
Oh, yeah.
I love Pan. He's a psycho. That guy's a nutcase. So, no. Yeah, we play with them a lot. Bazooka Zoo, we really like those guys.
Yeah, we had them on a couple weeks ago.
Those
guys are great.
Yeah, there's some
cool
dudes.
I mean, so far we've just been kind of lucky trying to jump on shows. Our next one, we are doing Holland Project on November 30th with Bonfire Set and Andrew M. Garcia.
And I was really happy to meet your bass player.
Yeah, he's the third bass player we don't have.
I see. Yeah. You keep
twice
promising
removed.
Me a bass player, and then every time I see you, there's no bass
player.
You don't need a fucking bass player.
We're getting.
We just
we
like disappointing you with it.
Yeah.
We just like every time we see Rory, tell him we got one. Yeah, that's just going to happen.
We
want to
psych him out.
Plus, stringing me
just,
along.
I was going to say, you keep falling for it.
Yeah. I've been writing a ton of letters to Flea. He hasn't really been replying, but it looked like maybe that could happen. But other than that, we've had bass player problems. We just can't get anyone who meshes with us.
Yeah, turn your lows up on your guitar. You're fine.
That's what we're going to try. I mean, not a lot of bass players are down with the jizzing and the swimming and stuff.
So. That's pretty much where we're
at. It's hard to get someone to stick, no pun intended.
Ooh.
Zing, yeah.
Like how I said that, I actually knew what I was talking about. But in reality, I was just parroting something Nick said to me a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Right.
Was that you who said that to me?
About what?
Them turning up their lows.
Oh, you didn't listen to the show, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, dude. You can just claim that shit.
I'll just pretend. I'm cool, Nick.
You just pretend you
I know about music and guitars and stuff.
Me too. And
I was going to let you have it, but now you told everybody. You're right. I thought that up. I said that you should do that.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Because I've been trying to fuck with this little rhythm knob thing on here. Maybe give that a little bit more tone, but we kind of have the caveman approach to music. Fucking hammer on shit.
Bang it out.
Sounds like something.
Yeah.
So, I was gonna say.
So many symbols.
Keep it
lost.
Simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Sticks.
What would Lemmy do?
That's right.
A lot of crack. Cocaine. That's what we've been trying to.
Fuck bitches, punch assholes, and do blow. Yeah.
More heroin.
Was that Chewy?
Chewy just wants a little heroin, not a lot.
He just tips in every once in a while.
I don't recommend anyone takes a lot.
Right.
Then you become Mia.
Who?
Mia
All
Marceau.
I
want
to do is...
Who?
Oh,
Mia Marceau.
I love that song.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
She did too much
Marcellus.
Heroin.
Oh. Well,
Mia Wallace.
Mia Wallace. Damn. Yeah. Marceau.
That was jumping way back.
Yeah, she thought it was
name.
Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's a dumb bitch.
That's true.
Right. And just poked her nose in somebody else's dope.
Well, because he was carrying it in the wrong thing because the guy was all out of balloons.
Still... She shouldn't have done it. She should have said, hey, what is this? Let's
mind
party.
If I do your drugs?
Absolutely. Ask. Don't take.
Yeah, don't take. Because you'll wind up getting that needle in your chest. At that scene.
Or not, and you'll just die.
And then you'll just die.
Yeah, I was going to say, the needle is like the best case scenario.
Yeah. Oh, we can. So, yeah, you want.
Coke!
Not.
A little heroin.
Yes. I think that.
Full circle. Little heroin.
Right. Okay. Speedball.
Is this like taste great, less filling?
It's what I was going for.
Gotcha.
I thought it was Riku and it was Max, and that freaked me out.
Max so. Pretending to be
Max
Riku.
Pretending that was Max's version of the Riku Coke.
I love you very much. Oh, do you know that?
Coke!
There we go. Okay.
Oh, I just ruined my pen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Pen
my
down.
Pen is broken.
Pen 15.
Like,
pen
down.
Is broken.
Pen is.
Yeah, yeah. Penis.
His penis is broken.
And I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Okay.
We don't need to know anymore.
Say,
let's
I want to ask about that sample because, like, who can't masturbate without blowing themselves? Because that's a thing that
That was one of those ones I pulled out and I thought, I'm sure I'll find a place to stick this. But it turns out it really goes everywhere, don't you think? Like, no, it doesn't.
I don't know.
I like it.
Everywhere.
I like it. I mean, but I kept waiting for something to happen that I could play that, and it's not going to happen, so I'm just going to play it for no reason.
All right.
It's working well.
You the listener, have been warned. There will be more of that.
And you'll like it.
So you guys, do you guys have an album or a website or any of that kind of stuff going on yet?
Yeah, we do. We have a Reverb Nation.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
But there's only a couple songs on it right now. We're still
it's
in
a Reverb Nation, but there's no song.
No, there's a couple songs.
No, so like... The similar to the bass thing, we have a band like trend going on where we just get fucked a lot, like fucked over a lot.
There's two different things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are two different things, bro.
I'll straighten it out. We do not get fucked a lot. No, we have not been laid in a long time, but we get fucked over a lot.
Ah. Just word of advice: when you play the Holland Project, check IDs.
Yeah, all right. I mean, we had this great hookup. We started recording an album. We recorded like
to get fucked?
8 songs. Yeah, it was going to be a great fuck hookup. No.
A lot of R&B stuff.
Yeah, a lot of R&B. No.
Getting smooth.
And we laid like 8 tracks, and then the guy who was recording the album decided that he just was sick of it and kind of was like, fuck you guys, I'm not going to let you work on this anymore.
Rick, you recorded it dog water?
And he's in the other room. Hey, give me those tracks.
Fuck you guys.
So,
I do what I want.
So like we got those songs,
work for
the
you.
Songs we have on Reverb Nation, we pulled from that, they're finished, but the other ones, he just kind of said like he didn't want to work with us anymore.
Pay him or something?
No, he was like a friend of a friend. It was kind of one of those situations.
Oh, so he was just doing it for free?
Yeah.
Okay,
he was essentially using us to set up his studio for people who would pay him and was unwilling to like work on anything. Actually,
is his name Jake? No,
I kind of don't want to blow up his name.
No, I'm kidding. I was making fun of a different person.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But so we like had a bunch of songs in limbo. Essentially, no, we do not have an album, but we're working on it.
Okay,
we do
cool.
Have some songs we're trying to put them out. But
Reverb Nation. That's
good. ReverbNation.com/smalldrawings. Facebook, Small Drawings, obviously. Yeah, trying to get on like a Bandcamp and stuff. I just feel like a dick making a bunch of websites when we don't have that much content yet.
Right.
Well, we'll fix that today. Let's fix that right now.
Yeah, we're making some content right now.
Awesome.
Why don't you guys go play
do
another song?
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Let's get heavy.
And wiggle your thing. Is it better? Are you wiggling it?
Yes, I'm wiggling it, and it sounds
and
nice.
And it says, oh,
it's tight.
Let's pray it was the cable.
Cool.
Mm. Mental note, I have to solder that later.
Yeah, it could also be my guitar. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
I'll just give Michael a second to get to the drums, you know?
Nah, just start.
Word.
Okay.
I'll figure it out. No, don't.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
This song is called At the Gates of Old. Yeah, that's it. That's all I'm going to introduce it with. Michael, you just let me know when you're at the drum set, okay?
I'm there.
Cool.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Aww. Do you want to do a little twofer?
Sure. That one rolls right into another one.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't, though.
Yeah, no, because I thought we were going to stop, you know?
No, oh, yeah. Go, okay, go.
Thank you.
I like you guys a lot.
I like us too.
Very cool. Very cool.
Wallet size photos. You're my favorite new band.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. Awesome.
Small drawings.
Oh, and that's right.
And this next segment of our show is brought to you by Waking Girl Web Design.
Hi, Gertie. Happy birthday.
WakingGirl.com for all your website needs. In 3 to 5 hours, we'll have you up and running, and we can help you with your marketing too. SEO, web copy, graphic design, logos, business cards, stationery, you name it, we've got it. Waking Girl Web Design is also currently looking for a team of interns, unpaid interns to work 5 to 10 hours a week.
Unpaid, oh.
Paid in experience.
Paid in experience. Yeah. If you come to the table with a little graphic design skill, you'll get out of it knowing how to write web copy. If you know how to write web copy, you'll come out of it knowing how to code a little bit.
Like
so
your mom.
So.
Can I come out of it getting some fucking money?
Maybe. If it works out in the long run, we would be looking to hire these interns.
Yeah, not today's youth. Oh. Today's youth wants everything. They want to get paid a lot and not do any work.
But they have to work
first. Hell yeah. In the real fucking world, you got to prove yourself, and then we might pay you bitches.
Yeah, that's how I did it. So. And now look at me, king of the world.
Right.
But yeah, Waking Girl Web Design, WakingGirl.com, or contact me at Rory at WakingGirl.com.
Good morning.
If you're interested in being an intern for
I'm a Waking Girl.
Thank you. And you're a pretty girl.
Thank
Very
you.
Pretty girl.
Thank you.
That's the Reverend Rory Dow.
775-544-6612 is our business line. You can reach me from 9 to 5.
business right.
Yeah,
hours.
A little plug there.
Cool. Good job, you guys. Let's play some worst little quiz in the world.
I think it is Deal, about right. that time.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, thank you. Well, that'd be Mr. Ramirez called for it this
oh,
week.
Right.
But we don't have that sound bite.
We need to get that.
Because there's nobody named Ramirez in Harvey.
Yeah, but you should get some off of Highlander, dude. There's a lot
oh,
of Ramirez.
Oh, Ramirez. Yeah, when the Kurgan says it right there at the end there. Yeah. Before, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like half of the Call of Duty games, just a guy saying, Ramirez!
Really?
Pull that, yeah, shitload.
Rat. Ramirez jumped on the grenade. Ramirez yeah. just ran into the line of fire. Ramirez grabbed a Nazi.
Ramirez, yeah. you're a fag who got killed by a 12-year-old.
Ramirez pulled a grenade and put it in his pants.
No, I just sucked his dick, dude.
But he was a little effeminate.
That's how bands are formed.
Okay.
So how do we play the quiz?
Two Pinky Polansky moments in the show. That's impressive.
Oh, I think there's been more than two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's definitely a sausage
Drew,
link.
What's the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought? Seven Nation Army by the... Or no, Elephant by the White Stripes. Sorry. Seven Nation Army was a song that popped into mind.
That's not
are
bad.
You, what are you, like 12, dude?
I seriously was 12 when I bought it. And before that, I liked rap music a lot.
How old are you now?
I'm 23.
Right.
Old enough.
Yeah. Old enough to party.
Mike with his Rush shirt. What was the first album you bought?
I think the first one I got was when I was in like high school was Incubus Morning View. I think was my
that's
first.
Cool, bunch of cool guys.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that was
like, they're of their generation.
Yeah,
I'm too old.
It's just a high school thing.
Dude, you bought Ace of Base.
But you are wearing a Rush t-shirt, so that does give you lots of points right there.
I was going to say, like, the first album that I actually like started getting into when I started thinking of albums as like a whole was... The Beatles' Rubber Soul and then
okay, that's a good
Pink Floyd Dark Side. Those were like my first two albums of actually like right. hearing.
I would like to point out that
like
the guy,
hearing an album.
The guy in his 50s from last week's show, first album, Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
And then we got somebody, what are you, 23?
That was Michael's spirit animal.
Yeah, that was, those were his Dark Side of the Moon and
the
Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul is your spirit animal.
That's Michael's,
yeah. All right. So what would you have as your last meal, Drew?
My last meal.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna go with dad's spaghetti.
Mm.
Not mom's spaghetti, like Eminem said. Dad's spaghetti. No, my dad makes like this great spaghetti sauce. That's what I would do. I would ask him to make that.
All right. Dad's spaghetti, that's a pretty
that's
cool
good.
Answer.
That's solid.
I like that.
Oh no, maybe.
Are your parents still together?
Yes, they are.
Congratulations.
And you still wound up a stoner.
Congratulations, mom and dad. Don't tell them that. They could be listening.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. My dad's actually a cop.
Don't let your parents listen to this, dude.
He's doing drugs right now, Mr. Officer Dad.
Yeah, that's true.
Mine would probably be Eggs Benedict or some sort of breakfast food.
Nice.
Right on.
Mm. I wish you could just...
The traitor's breakfast.
Yeah.
The best part was that if you could see Michael's face, you'd know that he would not choose Eggs Benedict. He just said that because he's on the spot.
No, you don't even know.
I know. I just fucking with you.
Breakfast food.
Breakfast food.
He looked
food.
Bewildered. Okay,
it was really pixie sticks and peanut butter. Yeah. Something silly that a child would eat. A bewildered child.
How often do you masturbate, Drew?
I'm just trying to think of, like, what can I tell
average.
You that seems normal, doesn't seem like you should kick me out
don't
of the studio.
Don't lie.
Just tell us the truth.
Once a day, whether I need it or not.
There you go. Yeah. That's a man's answer. That's a man's answer.
I was going to say every day.
what is that, Mike?
I find
yeah,
it lowers
at least
my
once
temperament.
A day.
At least daily?
Yeah, I was going to say. That's...
Yeah, it's like a shower. Once a day, whether you need it or not.
Good. When you're searching the internet for porn... as you might when masturbating.
Yeah.
Once
what's
a day.
What's your favorite keywords when you search to jerk?
XXXBunker.com, keyword anal. Check out all the new videos, recent history.
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna this say man knows what he
say,
wants.
If we're going to get into the business, I'll give you the answers.
I was going to say, big boobs. I was going to say, he's an ass man and I'm a boob guy. So
Eiffel Towers.
Yeah.
Here
we go.
All the girls at Holland Project are listening. So.
What's your favorite drunk food?
It's only a couple big boobs in that.
Oh, shit.
As opposed to last meal, your favorite drunk food?
Favorite drunk food? Chicken tenders.
Mm.
I love me some
what
chicken
kind
tenders.
Of sauce?
I mean, weed doesn't count as a drunk food, right?
No.
What kind of
chicken
sauce?
Chicken tenders.
What kind of sauce would
honey
you
mustard.
Okay.
Honey
it's the
mustard.
Appetizer to the appetizer.
I'd say pizza.
What kind of pizza?
It's very American.
I'd say like a combo, like vegetables and meat. Like a lot of toppings.
Right. You like paraplegics and big dicks. Okay.
Paraplegics. Sometimes that is.
That's the psychologist in Roy.
Vegetables and
out.
Meat.
Vegetables by what you eat.
In all of the world, all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Drew?
Damn. In all the world, I would start a fist fight. Michael, take the question. I gotta think.
All of history. Neil Peart. Geddy Lee.
No, I wouldn't get in a fist fight with those dudes.
Neil Peart would probably kick your ass and then explain to you in a paper.
He's a ninja, dude.
Probably Ted Nugent, even though he'd probably take me
out. Oh, I like that answer.
That's a good answer.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I'd like to fight Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
He'd probably also good answer.
He'd probably fuck me up, but that guy's
are good.
That guy's an asshole.
This is a tight race here. What's your favorite guilty pleasure?
My favorite guilty pleasure. Oh, damn. Romantic comedies on Netflix.
Oh. Will you be the little spoon while we watch one?
Like me and you or like the whole group? Well, we could talk about it maybe.
Hot dogging.
I won't charge you for the day's
hot
podcast.
Oh, shit. You're going to charge us? Get the fuck out of here.
Mine would probably be still playing Pokemon. Still playing
A Pokemaster.
I'm
just gonna say,
or a master. What do they call it? Pokemaster.
Pokemon Master.
Yeah. I'm a Pokemaster too.
I'm a
Princesses are pretty.
Yes, they are, sweetheart. Where and when did you lose your virginity, Drew?
All right, I lost my virginity when I was. Like what? It was like 6 days after my 16th birthday, and it was at my girlfriend's house at that time. And I lost it to I don't know if you heard this
her
song,
mom,
Atreyu the Crimson, that was playing on MTV while I did
that.
I got it up, had some sex, lost it, had to rework it up, finished. It was like a marathon.
I was going to say.
A little nervous.
Well done, sir.
That sounds satisfying.
That sounds like, that's advanced lessons rather than a rookie game.
Well, I just had that thing where you're shaking so much.
Mine was like, it was in the summer. It was like right after the rib cook-off when I was a
this
junior.
This past year.
No, this year. No, when I was a junior. So was that 2006 or something? And just after the rib cook-off, went back to my house.
Still had sauce on their fingers.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about.
Finger licking good. Nick, shall we jump over to you for the rapid fire?
Yes, let's go rapid fire. I'm going to start with you, Mike. I don't think you guys are Elvis guys. I'm going to go.
I'm an Elvis guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Beatles.
Same, Beatles, yeah.
That's what I figured. Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
All right, Sex Pistols or Clash?
Clash.
Clash.
Benatar or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Ooh, Joan Jett, yeah.
Debbie Harry or Madonna?
Debbie Harry.
Madonna, don't know who Debbie Harry is.
Oh, dude, come
you
on.
Lose. That's a minus five.
Oh, you're saying Dirty Harry.
Minus five.
Ooh, I like that one. Debbie Harry or Dirty Harry?
Dirty Harry.
Both.
Debbie Harry still for me.
All right. Let's go with something different. Let's go with a Coke or Pepsi.
Coke. I'm diehard Coke.
A meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Meth.
Good man. You know what's healthy for you. Yeah, you know it's good because it's blue.
Yeah, for real. Heisenberg.
Let's go. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh, shit. Deaf.
Blind.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS. You can live with that shit.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS or cancer.
Oh, damn, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Just pure
cancer? I was going to say cancer.
Homos or redheads?
Redheads.
Redheads.
Sorry.
All right. Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
All right. Do you like pizza or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
All right. Do you like taco or Chinese food?
Chinese food.
Chinese food also.
Do you like bacon?
They're the same
chocolate.
Person almost.
I like chocolate. I feel like people say bacon too much, like just loving bacon, so I'm going to go chocolate.
Bacon. I'm not a chocolate kind of guy.
See, we're not the same person. All he likes bacon. Right.
No, you just said chocolate because you didn't want to be a...
All right, fuck. We're the
you
same
were trying
guy.
To be cool.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right.
Good.
That's good. Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Han Solo.
Fuck. Indiana Jones. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
right, archaeology.
Right.
Nickelback.
Science.
Coldplay.
Yeah. Coldplay, because Nickelback.
Coldplay.
Fuck them, man.
I was going to say.
I mean, fuck them both.
Okay.
Herpes or Nickelback?
Herpes.
All right. Good man. That was the last question.
Oh, wait, dude.
No.
Puker.
Okay,
diarrhea.
Puker diarrhea. Go ahead.
Like in general or all?
Which
like,
would you rather?
You know, if
which
you had
would
to
I
do
rather
one.
Be doing?
Puke. Sometimes that feels good.
Yeah, puke.
Okay. If you could live in a world with either the Beatles or Star Wars, but you could only have one, which would you pick?
Beatles.
Beatles, yeah. Mm. This fucking sucks, but the Beatles.
That's your rapid fire.
Man,
no,
that was
they were rapid.
That was,
yeah,
well done.
Good,
actually,
yeah.
I'm going to give you both a bonus 50 points for this.
Yeah.
Is the smoothest quiz ever.
How does that help them beat each other?
It doesn't.
Okay.
But I could tell how they get along so well, because they're just like, talk about shit pretty...
And, you know, it was a tight game. It was a tight game. But 105 for Mike beats out the 95 for Drew.
There
Mike's our big winner this week.
Mike. Yeah. It was the Rush t-shirt, dude.
Say, that actually is
put
pretty close to,
the
like,
top.
The thing we started the band with. We like, sat each other down, and we're just like, all right, Star Wars or Coke? Come on. Made sure we had a certain amount of magic.
Right. Well done, boys. Well done. You performed well compared to other guests.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Actually, I really have no idea because they're random.
Well,
scores.
I just want to keep it in my own heart for that. We're better than Bazooka Zoo. You guys hear that?
Ooh.
At the quiz, not at music. At the quiz.
Hey, wait, you know what? I'll flip back a couple of pages. I'll compare scores here. Let's see. Bazooka Zoo. They had some low scores.
What was Evan's score? We need
48 and 1.5 points.
Yeah, Evan, you're out.
48 and a half points. Zach had there's like a big minus 8 next to him.
Zach should have just been a peace sign. Zach, what was your score? Just love,
hey,
man.
Man.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, we got a bunch
He's
of...
It's not a competition, bro.
They wouldn't answer that fighting question, so
someone
lost points on that.
Yeah. So anybody out there, you could just punch those guys in the face,
and
they
won't
do shit.
Anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn,
yeah,
JD, you better watch your back, dog.
excellent. Well, do you guys have another song or so for us?
Yeah, we can play.
Let's pound out another song.
Why don't we say goodnight and let him do a double shot to get the fuck out of here?
Okay, what's up?
It's,
cool. Is it that time? All right,
It's Greg's birthday tonight at the...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is Greg's birthday. Happy birthday, Greg.
Happy birthday, Greg. And happy birthday to my friend Becky Jo, who I'm also going to go see for her birthday tonight. Yeah.
Becky Jo.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She's a certain... roommate of a certain somebody.
Oh, menage a trois.
Sexually.
Happy birthday, Becky.
And they're going to play the birthday song, I think. That's what they just said.
Cool.
No, they're discussing what they're going
to
play.
Don't do that. We'll have to pay
rights. So coming up for this next weekend, is what, the 9th? I have no idea what's happening. Mm. My phone's in the other room, so I can't surreptitiously look
it
up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Look it up in the News and Review. Go see local music. Go see local
comedy. You do
comedy.
This work.
You guys, you tell us what's going on. Say, hey, you didn't fucking talk about that on your show.
Right.
You guys
we're not
suck.
Plugging shit until you tell me.
Yeah, come on.
I do want to point out, though, until November 25th, a good friend, Liam Kiam Cahill, has a Kickstarter project going on to fund his new album that will be coming out next March. So please check out Liam Cahill's Facebook page and Kickstarter page and throw a couple bucks the brother's way.
We're going to have him on the show in a little bit, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're in negotiations for that. Totally.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you'd like to be on the show, hit us up as well. And
absolutely.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Have to be a musician to be on the show. We like having actors and painters and comedians.
Just be doing something. Yeah. Be interesting.
My setup is a lot easier, so show the fuck up.
Do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not have a band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to talk about you.
Thank
so.
You guys for having us on. This was awesome.
Hey, thank you guys.
Yeah, small drawings.
I like having you guys part
Give
of the scene.
Give us a couple double shot of rock, because I'm about to get the fuck out of here.
So what are you going to do for us?
So this first one is Blue Light Bandit, and then the second one I will decide sometime during Blue Light Bandit.
Excellent. So before we get into the song, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewbacca, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this has been another wonderful episode of the worst little podcast in the world. Don't forget, life is short.
That's right.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And good night, ladies.
And gentlemen. We'll be right back.
life on drifting now. Who knows my age? How long I've been missing?
You want to do Endless Sun? Thank you all. Have a good night. Nice.
That must be something.
Dark Water Studios.
A guy can't ever get enough of that.
See, I do microphone.
That was one kick I hadn't experienced yet.